now to revisit our lead story today. Canada and the United States have reached a workaround deal in a dispute over the popular Nexus Trusted Traveler program. Now, as many of you know, when listening to this show, there's been a dispute over Nexus, which allows, of course, citizens of Canada and the United States across the border much quickly. Well, there's been a 300,000 applicant backlog, people waiting in the queue to get their application approved. It's been a huge challenge. And at its core, the problem has been that Canada and U.S. remain at odds over legal protection for U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers who work in Nexus offices in Canada. Basically, what we've been told at this particular point, that according to Canadian officials who were at a conference today, of course, with Joe Biden and the President of Mexico and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, according to Canadian officials, the workaround, it is just a workaround, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a full solution yet. The workaround will allow Canadian Nexus applicants to conduct their Canadian interview at a number of yet-to-be-announced Canadian airports. Vancouver, of course, will be one of them. Prior to a flight to the United States, when the applicant's U.S.-bound flight lands in the U.S., they would head to a U.S. Customs office to complete their American Nexus interview. It is a workaround, and we expect the government to have more for us in regards to details tomorrow. Joining me now to talk about the backlog at Nexus is Claire Newell. She is the president and founder of Travel Best Bets. Claire, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Happy New Year, Jeff.
Happy New Year to you as well. And it is a Happy New Year to a certain degree in regards to this announcement today that at this stage says that Canada and the U.S. have reached a workaround deal around the Nexus application backlog. Your thoughts on it?
Well, it's very promising. It's been a really rough road for anyone who has an application in process. Renewals have been getting through. I've got a lot of family and friends who have gone through that process because everything stayed the same and an interview wasn't necessary. But anyone who was applying for a new one or let theirs expire and had to go, start from scratch, they've had a long, long wait. We're talking about a list about 300,000 deep. And up until, this news, there's only been two Nexus offices in Canada that have opened. Both of them are in Ontario, literally just scratching the surface of this kind of problem that's been deepening and deepening over the years since they were closed.
Yeah. As we speak at this stage, it looks like the workaround will allow Canadian Nexus applicants to conduct their Canadian interview, I guess, at a number of yet-to-be-announced Canadian airports. I'm assuming Vancouver would be one.
Yes.
Prior to a flight to Vancouver. And then when the applicant's U.S.-bound flight lands in the U.S., they would head to a U.S. Customs office to complete their American Nexus interview. It seems like it's still incredibly frustrating and burdensome, isn't it? I mean, I know this is...
It will. And especially if you have something that is scheduled in each of the offices and flights are delayed or they're canceled. And we've seen all of that over the winter break. It's been really rough. So it'll be interesting to see how that proceeds. But it is a cumbersome process to start with, fingerprints and interviews and big application forms. It is well worth it. It's $50 for 5 years. And I absolutely swear by it. But I'm one of the people who was needing mine renewed. And mine actually happened to be up for renewal this year now, 2023, September the 7th, which is my birthday. And I actually put it in 1 year in advance for the renewal. I put my application back in for renewal on September 8th of 22, like literally the first day I could, Jazz.
Wow. And even like the backlog right now, I think the official numbers are 300,000 and growing. I mean, how do you get through all of this, even when the system is up and running?
Well, pre-COVID, it was still on their website saying it was going to be a 6 to 8 month process. So getting through this backlog is probably going to take at least a year. If they get through it and they hire more people quicker, I would be pleasantly surprised. But this is a very, very long wait. I just want to remind people, if you are an existing member like myself, you want to keep your membership benefits for up to another 5 years, you do have to renew your Nexus membership prior to its expiry. If you let it lapse, you're starting from scratch again.
In this case, the dispute at its core is still the ability for American officers to carry weapons on Canadian soil while they're doing the work
for this Nexus program?
Well, that's what they're saying. And, you know, that's such an unfortunate thing. I don't know what they were doing pre-pandemic. But if we could just go back to that, there could be some sort of a resolution. It would be so great. But this has taken a really long time to resolve. I'm glad that there's at least some sort of, promising light at the end of the tunnel. But I'm really looking forward to seeing the actual details of this once they actually come out.
Mm-hmm. The problem itself, I mean, part of the issue, many have argued, is that, look, it's a system to help travelers from both countries, but the bulk of the Nexus users are actually Canadian. And that's what surprises me, is Canada should be bending over backwards to make sure whatever needs to be done is done, because the bulk beneficiaries of this, the majority of the beneficiaries, are actually Canadians, not Americans.
Yeah, that's so true. And so I'm surprised that Canada hasn't come to some sort of a compromise quicker. And I'd be interested to know, because I actually don't, maybe you do, Jazz, is, what was protocol with firearms prior?
I understand the need for officers actually to carry weapons, and you see that. You know, I went through my Nexus interview. I didn't have a problem with it. It was a bit frustrating and cumbersome, and it took a long time. And I think in my case, there was a screw up in the application on their end, and it took a long time to work its way through, but it got done. And I'm glad I have it. It is incredibly convenient, as you know and I know.
Yeah.
Many of our listeners know. But to think something of that sort, we have customs guards. We have Americans working at airports. It's an issue that should easily be dealt with. And I just can't believe they've allowed it to get to the point where you have 300,000 people in the backlog, never mind new people who also want to join the system as well. So hopefully in the next few weeks, there's some clarity on this as well. Claire, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much, Jazz.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment, going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains, made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.